Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
All right, so we're back here at the network studios at Sports Grid, and we're watching all the NCAA games. It's Vandy 16-13. It's Colorado State now 71-61, a 10-point lead with just under 3 minutes left, like 2:55 and rolling. But that's not dead yet. You got it at 8?
8.5.
8.5, you're not dead yet.
Them winning the game is
dead. They keep missing shots, you're going to be dead.
They're finished.
But, completely. So here's what happened. Alabama by a 9 over Bobby Moe. Bobby Moe covered. Baylor won by 3. They covered. How about Lipscomb? Nice performance. Here we go again with another team getting whacked by a heavyweight. Iowa State 82-55. And now everything else is starting. North Carolina, Ole Miss about to tip. Then at 4:35 Eastern, Grand Canyon in Maryland. Do you think they can give him a game? Because every other team that's these high seeds, they're all in trouble. But Grand Canyon's another team that won 26 games, and everybody and their mother bet on them to upset Maryland. Do you think they can cover the big number of 10 and a hook?
You know how much I love that Grand Canyon team. I took them.
You said,
I took that stab last year, them making the Final Four.
Right,
I had that fun with that.
That's not happening.
And they did win a game last year. They beat St. Mary's, actually, in the first round last year. But, I think that they can stay within this number. They're not all going to get whacked, just like McNeese
There's got to be one game today that's crazy.
And
it's that one. That's the game.
That could be the game. And I don't trust... I don't trust Willard at Maryland. I never trust him. So I think I'm going to go.
Meanwhile, they just keep giving him more and more money.
I'm going to go Rogi Vachon here with the Grand Canyon Antelopes. So
I'm willing to take a stab with that one, too. I've already hit enough spreads yesterday and today. I'm fine because I hit Baylor. I hit Bobby Moe. I'm sitting 14-4 in spreads since yesterday, but I'm. Look, I told you in this game yesterday, I told Joe, I said, Memphis is not going to the Final Four.
They're not going anywhere. They're not going to the second round. There's a big three. That's going to help the 8.5.
Sunday. You know, Sunday school.
I mean, they're still down 9, even with that 3. Like, this is just brutal for them. All right, North Carolina.
I'm going to get it wrong. I did think Memphis would win this game.
I did, too.
I thought they would
win the game.
But they're losing. This game's over.
I agree.
I'm going to lose that one.
Can they stay within 8.5?
I'm going to go with you on Vandy, and I did, and Ole Miss. So, and then I'll go with you on Grand Canyon. I don't have a problem with that. I think that, obviously, I think the Big Ten and Maryland are better.
Yeah.
This is a mismatch any way you slice it. You can look at it all you want, but you play where they play. Grand Canyon. I mean, these two conferences are
whack.
I know, night and day. It's night and day.
Oh, Utah Valley today. Fordham. Now, how about this? I didn't see it. Chris Beard.
Didn't Utah Valley cover against them? They sure did. They were getting 7.5, and they lost by 7.
That last game, that championship game.
Was that not let's look at the odds in that. Oh, no, it was 5.
It was 5.
Utah Valley did not cover. Grand Canyon did cover in that game.
Was a last shot at the end, too. Now, Chris Beard, 5-0 in the first round as a head coach. Chris Beard's never lost in the first round.
If we're going to do a trend sandwich, I'm all for
sandwich.
That. 5-0. Give me
the trend
with
sandwich.
Spicy mustard on it or mayonnaise. Which one would you?
A spicy mustard or the mayonnaise. You can't have the mayonnaise. So we are now underway. We are back to 4 games.
You don't like the mayonnaise bowl? When the guy gets mayonnaise,
I don't want any
poured on him.
Of that.
Doesn't he get into a bathtub of mayonnaise?
The mayo bowl where they dump the coach in the mayo.
Don't they put him in a bathtub full of mayonnaise?
They sit him in a chair and then they dump
just like they slime him.
It's like dumping Gatorade on the coach. They dump the mayo on these coolers
I
full
can't
of mayo
have
on the guy.
I can't have that.
That is brutal. I mean, that is that must take.
Listen, I don't mind a light glaze of mayonnaise on a sandwich, but a lot too much mayonnaise is a problem.
Can Memphis get a stop here? Can they get a stop?
I mean, all you need is a bucket.
Oh, there's he swatted it away.
But they didn't get
the
ball.
They didn't get it off.
So Memphis gets the ball.
All right.
All you care about is the 8.5.
At this point, because I want them to win, but that's not going to happen. So the 8.5's got to happen.
So
we need that to happen.
What is this? They're showing highlights
they're
here?
At halftime of the Duke game, they're showing highlights at Colorado State. So we can't. That's replay-itis.
Even watch that. I got to watch it live.
Replay-itis.
So here we go. Ole Miss is up out of the gates 2-0. And remember, literally, I've heard 50 people say North Carolina's going to the Final Four.
Oh, it's automatic now.
On television, I've heard 50 different people.
Automatic.
And I've heard cappers even say it. Like, you know, the alleged television sharps that are in this business.
There's round sounding the alarm. They're all ready to go.
Or how about this one I hear now? It's the favorite thing that I've heard since the tournament started. I've heard it 7 million times. They should check all the boxes. You hear that one?
Yeah,
they check every box.
That's another famous saying.
What is that? What are the boxes? Where are these boxes? Honestly, check what box?
This is tough to watch. This kid on Memphis. I mean, they get the ball back after a shot clock violation. He hacked 3.
And now there's another foul. Look at Ole Miss, 8-2 on North Carolina.
Out fast. Coming out. Let's go. P-O-I-N-T-S.
Coming out, trying to bury him early.
Want that over. Quick over.
And look at this.
Look at
Vanderbilt. Look at that score. 24-16.
Let's go. Come on, Vandy. We got him at the half, too. I went with the Luke, I am your father halftime special with that game. Vandy to be up at the half. Vandy moneyline first half.
I mean, honestly, did you see that rebound by the kid from Ole Miss and the foul, and they called nothing? This guy got hatcheted. Of course they won't show it. They're not going to show it.
And nothing negative. Oh, look at this.
He got nailed.
Nice pass. Honestly. Like, you can't even go down with a fight. This is as gutless as
Harper
it gets.
Losing his
here.
Temper here.
This is as gutless as it gets, what they are doing, this Memphis team.
I mean, did you just see the shot St. Mary's took?
Yeah.
Honestly, they're shooting. A guy just pulled up from 35 feet and shot an air ball. I mean, the ball literally came.
Andy Bennett.
It came out of the sky. It came out of the rafters.
All right, good start for Vandy. We'll take that. Good start for Vandy.
I like the Vandy start and the Ole Miss start. I would love to see them lose today, North Carolina, so I don't have to listen to it anymore.
Could get whacked, too. They might get just completely whacked.
I don't know if that's possible with the size and talent that they have.
Everybody's been getting whacked.
I thought they were just, you know, very average this year. If you look at those 23 wins, and it's a fact that none of them, they had one quad one win. So they won a bunch of games against hacks and nobodies. They didn't beat anybody good. It's 11-2 Ole Miss early. They're out of the gates and getting involved and hitting threes. You see, that's the kind of look I like. He's standing there, feet right up to the line, yeah. Wide open, nobody on him, not a hand in his face. It's like shooting a free throw.
Unlike the last three threes that Memphis has attempted,
right.
Which have been complete disaster, running down the court, just yakking them up.
Yeah.
Now
Colorado
State,
lose
by 15.
They're burying them.
They lose by 15. Awful.
It's 12 now. It's over.
Awful job.
It's over for Penny.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike, what do you think of Nico Medved, the Colorado State coach, as a replacement at Texas for Rodney Terry, who is done there?
Well,
they're whacking him, right? Did they already do it?
Well, allegedly they are.
There's
don't think
no
it's
alleged.
Made official
it's
yet,
happening.
But
I told you that earlier in the week.
Yeah, they were Goody and all these other guys have been pumping that since they lost to Xavier the other night. But I don't think the school is actually officially whacked him. I guess they're
But I think they're
letting him twist in the wind.
Well, I think they are going to get rid of him. Would you go after Nico Medved?
I like Nico. I don't think that.
What about Peter Nedved?
I don't think that the fan base.
I remember him.
Yeah, Peter Nedved, great player.
Great player.
I don't think that the Texas fan base would be happy with Nico Medved. I don't think that's big enough for them.
Who's left in big time coaching to take the Texas?
Maybe
job?
They should rehire Chris Beard. No.
Oh, that'll go over well. Maybe he'll get his old house where it happened.
Maybe they could do the same thing they did with Beard. They could go steal the guy from Texas Tech. That's how they got Beard. They stole him from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Maybe they go steal that guy.
Now that's probably the guy that they're going to hire.
Right. I wouldn't start. Now, suddenly, Ole Miss, after
they
starting.
They blown the lead.
North Carolina just blitzed for like 7 points.
It's 14-10. Now you got a game.
Seven, and by the way, we didn't mention this either. Somehow, some way, the live 8.5 with Memphis.
I told you they hit a 30-footer to cover. And not only that, how about this? He hits a 30-footer to cover. You weren't watching.
I wasn't watching. I gave it up.
He knocked it down. You're down 8. And then with 11 seconds left, they let him run the clock out, and they didn't foul him. Otherwise, they would have gone back to the line for 2 because they were in the double bonus. Just an amazing cover for Memphis.
I did check in with Joey Provost.
How did that go over?
He said he hates Penny Hardaway.
He blames Penny, but he said
he loved
Penny yesterday.
And then I threw a little, this is probably,
salt on
he probably didn't need this. So then he said to me, I took them live at 6.5 and 7.5, and I lost those two. And then I said, I had him at 8.5.
Cover.
But he did tell me that he's going after North Carolina. That's his next.
Oh, no.
He's on Ole Miss. He's going after North Carolina.
Oh, no. So that's not good for us because he's had a couple of.
I'm going. How about Vandy up 11 now? Look out.
So he's on Ole Miss to win against North Carolina.
To win the game. He's on Ole Miss to win.
To win.
Money line. He's on Ole Miss to win the game.
All right, so Duke at the half, 54-28 on the Mount. Vandy now up 11 on St. Mary's, 29-18. St. Mary's has the rock, 1:15 and rolling left in the first half. And that Ole Miss lead is 14-10 on North Carolina. Just so we're clear, the next game that'll start will be at 4:35 Eastern will be Grand Canyon and Maryland, and that'll be it for the afternoon, and everything else is at night.
And just for this Duke game, obviously we know that Duke's going to win, and this is for Steve, who watches and listens to us, who checked on Twitter. I altered Mount to +40.5. He was you go, which side? You -40.5 or +40.5? I said, I'm +40.5.
Yeah, that's not going
with the
well.
Mount. Well, I'm still under the live, you know, the live number's 37.5, 38.5. So hopefully we can sneak this in. Can we sneak in 40.5 with the Mount in the second half?
I mean, they're still up.
Hey, I know one thing it does. Gives me a reason to watch the second half, Duke and Mount St. Mary's. I got action here.
I mean, I have to say it's the worst game I've seen in 2 days.
But I got juice now on it.
Well, I know, and I hope that you hit it. I really do. But it's the worst game I've seen in 2 days. I mean, like watching Duke throw alley-oop dunks for the last hour, I've had about enough of it. The Vandy lead is 9. The Ole Miss lead is 4. And I told you Grand Canyon, Maryland start at 4:35. All right, so tonight.
Yeah, we're going to.
Tonight.
Gonna,
Let's start with the 6:50 game on TNT. Norfolk, the 16 against the 1 seed Florida in the West. They're laying 28 to Gators.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that this is probably going to be, like we've seen in these other 1-16 games, I think it's probably going to be Smash City, as we have seen. Now, other than Alabama State, which was able to get that cover yesterday, that was in the 31-32 range. I don't have a lot of faith in Norfolk State hanging around the 28.5. I think it's going to be kind of like what we're seeing with Duke and Mount St. Mary's here.
Florida's no joke. They're a 30-win juggernaut, and they won the SEC tournament. They mean business. And if you look at what they're capable of, I mean, they're scoring, in my opinion, somewhere in the neighborhood of 95 to 105 points a game.
Yep.
I mean, they're like my team. We score 100 on average. You start scoring 95, 100 points, you're not losing games in college basketball.
No, you are definitely
and
not.
And I mean, they pace teams. They really do pace teams. So I think Norfolk's in for a beating tonight. Now, I'd love to see otherwise. I'd love to see Norfolk, you know, show up and give them a game. Like, we're not seeing that with the Mount. And we didn't see it.
No.
You know, I'll give it a Hornets credit, but they were, what were they getting, 32-0?
32-0.
All right, 7-10 on CBS. It's the 14 Troy and the 3 Kentucky in the Midwest region. And Kentucky's laying 11.5, 152.
I've seen a lot of Troy love out there today, believe it or not. I've seen a lot of Troy love, and I don't really see it. You know, he's
too.
On Troy.
He's
he
on
sent
Troy.
Me all the tickets for that, too, today. He's on Troy tonight. I think that Kentucky lost last year in the first round of that Oakland team. I know it's a different team, but I think that the embarrassment level of that, Mark Pope has been reminded of that this week, and I don't expect them to show up and have a struggle effort with Troy tonight. I don't see it.
I don't either. I'm not having it. I'm just not having Troy in anything.
Yeah.
And men of Troy.
Men of Troy.
Troy in football, Troy in basketball. I'm not having it. I think it's Kentucky. I think they'll handle their business. The Ole Miss lead is 8 again. They were up 4. Now they're up 8 again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look at Flag from the corner. Uncontested three, just wide open. 30. They're moving the ball around and doing whatever they want. They're up 30.
We're
up
back.
30. It's at 60-30.
We're back.
Vandy at the half, 29-22. So, Luke, I am your father with the first half Vandy. Did you bet that with him?
Yes,
you
I
both
did.
You both did that.
Vandy money line first half is a winner. Now we're going to try to get Vandy money line and plus the 4.5 for the game.
For the
Got
game.
Got all that working as well.
All right, so.
Get through.
So. You know, go ahead.
Duke has reached the 30-point mark now at 60-30.
It's awful.
The live numbers, right what I had the alt, 40.5. Can we get, like, the last 10 minutes of this game just be an absolute scrimmage and they just don't care and they don't want to embarrass Mount and they win the game by 37?
They still got all their starters in.
I'm saying the last 10 minutes. I think they're gonna start
let
like
me ask
this.
You. And if Flag, let's say the game's over, Flag goes in, he takes the tape off his ankle. It's not swollen. He has no significant problems
that?
Or pain. Do you believe that they will proceed to go?
Yes.
About their business and go to the Final Four and play for a national championship.
Yes.
As long as he's
I think they're going to go to the Final Four.
Brown's shot. Brown's done.
Brown's finished. If Flag's healthy, they're going to the Final Four. And also, I just don't know who's beating them.
And who do they play next? Baylor?
They're going to play Baylor next.
They're going to beat Baylor's ass.
Right. So, and then you start getting into After that, they're going to play the Purdue McNeese winner. You know,
I think McNeese is knocking off Purdue.
Well, that's, you know, last hour. We'll look at tomorrow's games before we get out of here.
These brothers play run and gun.
Yeah.
I mean,
but McNeese ain't going to be Duke in a Sweet 16.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah, but you take the points, probably. You'd probably take those points. It's going to be double digits, I would bet.
He
didn't make that, right? You got
no,
fouled.
No, you got fouled. They get every call, too.
So we're going to sweat out this.
Sweating to the 70.
This 40 piece. 20-12 now. North Carolina just made a free throw here with under 12 to go. Ole Miss live minus 4.5. 158.5. So I'm on this over 155. So we're a little bit ahead of the pace here, which is good. I know 158.
All right. So nice. 7:25 tonight on TBS. It's the 10 New Mexico against the 7 Marquette in the South region, and Marquette's laying 4.5.
You know,
I got to tell you, I'm sketchy on that line. I really am. I think Marquette can win that game by 2 or 3.
I think it's going to be a tight game. Now, look, has the Mountain West, you know, that they got a win here with Colorado State.
Maybe New Mexico and Rich Pitino show up.
You know, I don't like the way
Marquette been a disappointment.
I didn't like the way they finished the year. I really
right.
did. Some of the games, they got whacked in a couple games. Even though they beat Xavier at the Big East.
I didn't like the way Auburn finished either, 3-4, but they won by 20 in their game.
But they're not Auburn.
It looked like Auburn didn't care at the end of the season and in the SEC, and then now all of a sudden they care. Maybe that's the way to play it. Worry about the NCAA. Don't worry about the end of this and the conference tournament.
I think Marquette is a much better team than New Mexico. I think talent-wise, roster-wise, I think they're a much better team. But the line is telling me that obviously New Mexico is going to be hanging around here tonight, and they're going to get
a I think they're two different styles. I think one of them's an up and down team in New Mexico, and I think Marquette's more of a Big East half court thug type team that is physical and that does their thing. To me, New Mexico's a fast team. Like this, you know, you thought that this Mount St. Mary's team was a fast team the way they played the other night against American, right?
Yeah.
That they run up and down and do you. And they can't do that against Duke. They can't do anything against Duke.
Did you see Flagg missed one under the net? I couldn't believe he missed. He hit the rim. It came off. Cooper Flagg missing a bunny?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they've missed any shots in the game. It's been so easy.
Ole Miss back up 12.
Up 12 with 10.5 left, 10:21 left. So you think the line in the Marquette game is too much, 4.5, too much. You're on New Mexico?
I can't take a Mountain West team. I'm still going to take Marquette.
Still on Marquette.
I said
Marquette was going to beat New Mexico.
You know what?
I'm sketchy on the line.
I'm going to do what I've done with a lot of these first-round games because I just haven't liked the numbers. I think it's an under. It's in the 150s right now. I think I'm going to get, if I like Marquette, maybe we get the smash mouth type of game, and I think we're going to go on. I'm going to go under in the game.
I think New Mexico moves too quick and shoots too quick to keep it under, but I hope you're right. I really do. We got a lot happening here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, I just want to throw this out there. This game tonight that intrigues me is Akron getting a big 14 burger from Arizona. And this is a really solid MAC team, to be honest. I'm not freaking out about the MAC. I've always told you it's kind of high school for me. But I do like the Zips. They're a 28-win team, and they're getting 14. I think Arizona's been tough. I think, you know, at the end of the season, I like the way they played, beating Kansas, beating Texas Tech, right? And then they lose to Houston, and they lost to them, I think, by 8 in the tournament.
Yeah.
But I like the way they've been playing. I won't deny it. But Akron, at the same time, has been, for my money, they've been fantastic. They, you know, they beat Toledo. They put 100 on them, and they were the 4 seed. They beat the 2 seed, Miami of Ohio, by a bucket, And now here they are playing an Arizona team that's, you know, I think Arizona played well. They're not to me in Houston's league, so they lost to them. I think Arizona's better than more talented than Akron, but Akron as a team getting 14, this is a 28-win team. Like I told you before, any team that's over 27 wins means business. I don't care where they come from. I like their chance tonight for the just the most massive upset would be Akron beating Arizona outright. But you're giving me 14 in that game. I'm taking those sticks. I'm taking 14 with the zips.
Especially when you think, you know, it's a team that scores so many points.
I need right? that guy. Did you see the guy dunking yeah. right there? I need yeah. that guy to dunk.
When you have a team like this that, you know, they're catching 14 and a half, but they could score 80, 90,
100 points.
You know, that's, now look, are they going to score 80, 90, 100 points against Arizona? You know, probably not. No. But you know.
Give me 80 and they might win.
Well, they might win the game outright if they get 80. If they get 80, I think we should cover it 14 and a half. I'm hoping we should cover 14 right. and a half with 80. But I think they're going to be in this game. I know it's become kind of a very trendy public play. Everybody seems to be on Akron. They're
all right. Thank God I don't listen to anybody in the public.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, a lot of people are going to the window with Akron. And,
they check all the boxes.
They check all the boxes for a team that could get a big
that
upset.
Means. I got a box for you.
So I'm taking Akron with.
Listen, I watch games. I watch a ton of games. I follow the game and I play the game and I like the way they play. I think they're an interesting team. This is a high seed that has a shot. Now watch, they'll get whacked by 30. But I honestly believe they have a shot tonight. Now some of these other ones I'm a little timid on, right? Like. You know, this game that you just said, Grand Canyon is moving down to 9.5. It was at 10.5. I got it at 10.5. Yeah. Now it's already down to 9.5.
Well,
I don't trust them as much as I believe it or not that I trust Akron, but they're another team that is right on the cusp there at 26. You win 26 games, I respect you. You win 27, you mean business. 28, that's crazy. 29, 30, 31, forget about it. I mean, you're serious. You can't not believe in teams that win that many games. They got there for a reason. They're good.
And the other thing with it was that I like about
Grant, and those teams they beat Toledo and Miami of Ohio. They're not bad.
No,
that those are the three cream teams in that conference.
Yeah,
and I know I've said it's a high school conference, but that's more in football for me. I think the MAC is kind of, you know, for me, it's like high school football on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Tuesday nights.
That's what it is.
Well, it is. But I like the Zips. And believe it or not, I know this will blow your mind. I've gone to see the Akron Zips play in Akron.
Really?
Yeah, because my uncle lived in Stowe, Ohio, which is 5 minutes from Akron. So he used to take me to Zip games. They used to have a guy that played for him.
Hoops or football?
Just hoops. I've never watched Akron play football in my life.
The glass ball?
Live. Toledo plays
the
glass
ball. Oh, that's Toledo. Can't even get their stadium right when he's back.
But Akron, the Zips, they had a guy, Joe Jacoby was his name. And he led the nation in scoring his senior year. He was he scored 40 a game. So my uncle took me to watch him play. Man, could this white boy play? You know who he reminded me of? What was the kid's name at Gonzaga or whatever? The one that everybody thought was going to be a star in the NBA, but he was a bust?
Adam Morrison?
Yeah.
Adam Morrison.
This kid, Jacoby, played like Adam Morrison. He had long hair. He wore his socks up to his knees when he played. My man, he had tube socks all the way up to his kneecaps when he played. And he popped 40 per. And I went to watch this skinny white boy, and I watched him one night at a Zip game, and my uncle said, "Where do you see this kid play?" And I went, I said, "Look at his socks." And then I saw him drop 45 in a game, and I was like, "Jesus H. Christ, I've never seen anything like it." Led the nation in scoring.
Wow.
Great player. So I've actually been to see the Zips play. So tonight I'm reaching back into my childhood aura bag and going with the Zips.
There you go.
And that's the Rogie Vachon play of the night.
Well, I will be with you on the Zips later on.
Can we get an upset?
And by the way, and you know I'm more invested in this Mount game than most people are right now.
I think Lloyd's a good coach
in
Arizona, though. I think he's a good coach.
1-6 against the spread in the tournament.
Oh, give me a 14 and a hug tonight.
He hasn't covered games in the tournament. Mount is teasing me. They got it to 24, but it's back to 30 now.
He's starting to take out players.
Oh, look at that.
That play's pretty effective. I've always felt that. That alley-oop dunk uncontested is an effective play.
We're at this moment now. I told you around the 10-minute mark.
He's going to take them all out.
Just let the other guys play, Mount can keep it under 40.
Why would you leave this guy flag in the game when he's got a rollie?
Yeah.
He's playing on a bad angle, and he's already won the game, so take him out, for Christ's sakes.
He doesn't need to
and
be.
And get him out of there. All right, so beyond that.
Well, and one more thing I have to tell you before we go.
What do you got?
The Grand Canyon, you mentioned down to 9.5. I have officially made my yearly Grand Canyon money line
play.
To win. So we're in on 10.5.
They're going
to
beat Queen and Maryland.
We're in on 10.5. And we're taking them just like last year. We're going to try to go on a ride.
Did you get them at 440, or what was the price?
When I got it, it was at 405. So we're a little bit down from the
405.
405.
I used to drive on the 405 in Lipstick City. I mean, that might be the key to this deal. You might hit it. You might hit that play right there. All right, so we've established everything. Tonight you got Oklahoma and UConn on TNT at 9:25. Here you go. They're playing this one in the West region. The game's in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Huskies, when I saw it earlier, are laying, six now. It's moved to six.
Six and a half.
At 4.5 when I picked them at 4.5. I like UConn at 4.5. I got to be honest with you. I like them at 6, too. I think they're going to beat Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's a phony.
I agree with you. I don't have the same feeling about Oklahoma, just like I didn't have the same feeling about Georgia as I do with, like, Vandy.
Right.
I don't have that same feeling about them. And we know that UConn's not getting their third straight championship.
They're not winning
a
title, but he's not losing to Oklahoma in the first round. I think they're too good.
That's the thing.
I still think they're better.
Now, that's the thing. I don't think he's losing his game to Oklahoma tonight. He's going to get himself a win because he's so good in March.
Right.
And I think, don't think he'll win Sunday, but because he's going to play Florida. We know Florida's going to beat Norfolk State.
I think that'll be the end of him on Sunday.
It'll be the end of him. But I think whatever that, I think they'll push him. I think they'll give him a game.
They might cover.
Because they're good March team, and they've got guys who have been involved
but
in March.
This year, Florida's a different animal altogether that they're
UConn
dealing with here.
UConn can't score with Florida. I mean, Florida's going to be able to just pour points on them.
I hate to say it, but I do think I think the Gators will handle it.
4 minutes to Lopes. Lope basketball.
33-19 Ole Miss
Look
on top of North Carolina. Everybody's got North Carolina in the Final Four.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike, that was a great play by Vanderbilt.
Great
so
play.
St. Mary's came out, got a bucket. They were down 5. You go down, you run the pick and roll. That works, and then the roller gets the ball and does a dime on the floor with a bounce pass for the layup for Vandy. It was just a great play. And then look at the defense on St. Mary's. 3 guys going up to block St. Mary's on the shot. And fantastic defense by Vanderbilt, up 31-24 here, a minute into the second half. This is going to be a great second half, and I am telling you, there's no way that St. Mary's is going away. They're going to give them their money's worth.
I agree, and I went to look and see what it was. St. Mary's plus 2.5 right now, down 7. I want a little bit more than that because I have the 4.5 with Andy. I'd like a little bit more if I'm going to go on both sides because I do think it's going to be a close game that comes down to the end. Also, largest lead of the day for Ole Miss, 17, 38-21. Smashing Carolina. Now Carolina
and they have the ball and we just saw them miss 2 threes. They could already be up 20.
Yeah. Plus 11.5.
Look at this.
Carolina
another open 3. Brick. That's 3 misses in a row where they could have gone up 20. They're just shooting now, bricks, but they're Duke, kicking their ass.
Duke has come back from the break. Have they emptied the bench here with 10 minutes to go?
No, they still have a starter out there right now.
I don't see Flag out there, at least. It looks like they took Cooper out.
Can we get him some ice on his Rolly?
Can we?
His Rolly right. Massimino.
It's at 32 here with 10 minutes. They've missed their last five shots. Can Mount please hang around in his game? Can they hang in the game?
They're a mess.
Keep it under 40. Come on.
You hit the Memphis 8-and-a-hook.
8-and-a-hook, we got Memphis. We've been doing good with some live stuff. We've been getting
in
at the right.
That's a horrible shot. Oh, the shot clock expired. They're a mess.
All right, we're finally tipping off the last game of the afternoon session.
They're up 18, Ole Miss.
Which is Grand Canyon and Maryland.
Is that it right there?
That's the bottom of the triple box.
Oh, thank
Grand Canyon
for
and Maryland.
Del Frisco's so thrill with the triple box.
And there's Duke. See, Duke brought the other guys in. They're missing their threes, the guys they
thank
brought
God.
Off the bench. So maybe if Mount can just make a couple of buckets here.
Can we, get
the stretch.
Can we get some love? How about this one goes down?
Yeah.
Brick.
Keep it building out an apartment building there.
They can't do it. That just knocked an apartment building down, that shot.
Meanwhile, this kid is going, oh, jeez.
I'm telling you. Now, let's talk about the next game in the Midwest in the Brewtown tonight at the Fiserv.
Yes.
It's Xavier in Illinois that the line opened at 3.5 with Illinois laying, and now it's 4 with Xavier. And I'll tell you, what I'm seeing is everybody and their brothers betting on Xavier. 71% of the public is on Xavier. And
not me.
Just a cover. Most people think Illinois wins the game.
I'm on Illinois tonight. I'm going to lay it. I think that for the first time really all year, I think that they're kind of healthy.
Healthy and
they're
tournament
healthy.
Ready, and they got a good coach and they're physical.
They've got a good coach. They've got really good players, and they've kind of spent the whole year with some portion of them out of the lineup at one part of another.
Right.
So I think that you're getting as complete an Illinois team as you've really had all year. And I know Xavier beat Texas the other night.
Texas isn't that good.
I don't think Xavier's
I think Illinois is better than Texas.
I don't think Xavier's that great. So I think Illinois is a much better team than Xavier. I think that this line would be more if Xavier didn't win the other night. I'm going with the fighting.
I actually think they're like twins. I think they're a spitting image of one another. Almost identical
records.
They have very similar. Both of them have size. They got both of them have good coaches. You got Underwood against Sean Miller. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Xavier's going to be in that game. I really do. I think Xavier can play with Illinois. I think they're the spitting image of one another. I think they're going to go at each other as if they're twins. I actually think that number's live with Xavier at 4 points. I think it's live.
And by the way, another thing about that game, one of the bigger totals we've seen over the first 2 days here, 160.5.
Yeah, it's a big number.
So they're expecting a lot of up and down.
And I think it'll be an exciting game. I think they're a lot alike. I've seen Illinois win some big games, but I've seen them lose a lot of games. And, you know, I thought Xavier looked really good to start the tournament. They were down to Texas the whole game, found a way to win, beat them, you know, beat an SEC team. Not easy to do.
Not easy.
Now they're going to go take on, you know, the Big Ten. So, what, the SEC had 14 teams in, what, the Big Ten let 10 in? Here you go. Let's see if you can beat an SEC and then go beat a Big Ten team. Because I don't think, you know, for my money, I don't think Illinois, Maryland was better than Illinois. And certainly Michigan State was better. I think, you know what Illinois is to me? I think they're Michigan.
Yeah.
I think they're Michigan.
And
Michigan, the difference is that Michigan wins NCAA tournament games. And, you know, Illinois's been, when is the last time Illinois did anything?
Right. Yeah, no, it's been...
Michigan shows up for these tournaments like out of nowhere. They get stink, and then all of a sudden they start winning games. Like, did they not just win the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, they sure did.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Mount, I think that Mount's missed their last 15 shots.
I think it's more like 50.
They just can't get anything going here. Vandy up 9. On St. Mary's. Now the numbers crept out to 5.5 you can get with St. Mary's. That number's getting appealing for me. 6.5 with St. Mary's.
So,
now.
Like, is it not amazing to you that we literally talked about this team for an hour today about how they never get it done?
Yeah.
Ever. Yep. Against Gonzaga in the WCC tournament, they never get it done. Now Gonzaga's going to lead the conference so they can finally get it done because they could never get it done with them there.
Yep.
So, and then what do they do every year in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah,
they're a patty melt. They melt down.
Melt down.
They're done.
Look at the Lopes hitting the glass down here. 5-0 Lopes hitting the glass. Maryland hasn't scored in the first three minutes of this
game.
Are
you serious?
Look at that. And how about this? I didn't even, you know,
did
this
you
is
see
something.
The rowdy Grand Canyon?
Well, think about
the Lope
this.
Crowd? Isn't it like a Christian school?
Close. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it is.
But, I mean, look, just a plane ride, short plane ride from Arizona for their fans. Long trip from College Park to Seattle to play this game.
You lose.
We've got some Lope contingent here.
You lose.
Let's go.
You lose.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so just a break from this insanity real quick. And by the way, it's Ole Miss 42-25 on North Carolina with under a minute to go in that game. And then Grand Canyon 5-2 in a break over Maryland. Vandy 39-27 over St. Mary's. And Duke 82-41 over the Mountain.
Yeah, they've broken the 40-point barrier here now.
Yeah, they're going to hit a three right here and go up 82-41. Yeah. So let me ask you this question. Today, there's the corner three, boom. Some guy that never played the whole season for Duke just stepped up and knocked down a three.
Yeah.
So anyway, Aaron Rodgers spent the entire day today with the Steelers in Pittsburgh at the, you know, headquarters and at the place the Steelers play and their offices with their 6 Super Bowl trophies. Of course, he beat him in the Super Bowl. I went to that Super Bowl. And they didn't get a deal done with him. He walked out of there without a deal. How
let
do you let
leave
that,
the building?
I mean, honestly,
huh?
How do you let him walk out of there? You spend a day in Pittsburgh and you let that guy walk out of there and didn't get him. Like, I mean, what are you doing, man? Are you bringing the fish into the boat or not?
Let him leave the building. Yeah. According to Schefter, he spent 6 hours there.
6 hours and you didn't get a deal done?
But it was said to be a positive visit.
Whatever.
Is he
going to do two a day? Is he going to come back and visit again?
You're going to stay in touch.
He's going to go to the Giants and he's going to see how miserable it is in New Jersey.
I mean, honestly.
At the Giants. Where is the Giants office? Isn't it at that ballpark, at that stadium?
Yeah, that performance center.
Yeah,
that's right
performance
behind MetLife right
that's
there.
That's it.
Yeah, that's where they do all their
damage. So, like, the Jets
there.
At least have Florham. They have, like,
their own franchise setup
and buildings and training facilities.
Yeah, they're in the shadow
the
of
the Giants
MetLife.
Have it all right there by the sportsbook.
Right. Like, if you go around the parking lot, like, the sportsbook's on, like, the one, like, north side of it, and then on, like, the western side of it is that whole entrance to the Giants training facility. And
one of the worst things in your life is trying to get out of that parking lot at a concert or a game.
It's the absolute worst.
It's the worst.
It's the
worst thing ever.
Worst.
So do you think that I should try to do the turnpike tonight and go by Giants Stadium and by Snoopy and drive that way instead of going through the, I go into the city. Do I try to avoid the oranges? The oranges have become the apples.
You know, I am not as familiar.
You don't go that way, but it's a nightmare.
Right. I know it's a nightmare. I don't know the regular traffic pattern of up there by that area.
Should
so.
I go for an alternate, like your alternate spreads that you've hit?
Yeah.
Should I go alternate spread route home to the city as opposed to the hell that it is in the oranges?
This team can't even make a layup.
They haven't scored in 10 minutes. I'm talking about traffic with you. This game's so awful.
Because it's still there for him, and then he dunks it like he's a superstar.
All of a sudden.
Look at it. This is going to come.
He's got ponytails, that girl.
41 right now. Like, can we?
That guy's a chick.
See, here's why
this is. Grand Canyon up 7-4.
Let's go, Lopes. This is why this is dead. I basically need Mount to outscore them over the last 4.5 minutes.
Let's go. Now they're getting rebounds.
Not a little like mini 5-0 run.
How about a 12-0 run?
That would be even better. That would put it to bed, probably, if they could somehow
look at this kid, a dagger 30-footer.
Oh,
thump off the side of the back. That was awful.
I think there was only one game we didn't do. Two games that we haven't done for tonight. This one, since we only have a minute left, we'll do this one fast. 16.5 for Michigan State against Bryant tonight.
At the Rocket in the land in the South region against Bryant.
152.5 total.
Yeah, I think Michigan State's going to snap their necks.
I do too. I come on, hit this kid. Look at Grant. Come on, Lopes.
I think here's another dagger.
Oh, he hit one. He hit one. They're back under 40. They're back under 40.
Are you serious?
Who said we're the only ones locked in on this mound?
Look at the Ole Miss at the half. 44-26 on the heels.
67.
The heels are going to the Final Four. Everybody's on the heels. Hubert Davis doesn't read the papers. He doesn't listen to the radio. Doesn't watch TV. What a dagger to the mound in the corner pocket. We need two more daggers.
Unbelievable.
We hit your 30-footer with Memphis for an eight and a hook cover.
We
got the late cover there. All right, so I'm on Sparty. The last three times they've been a two, they went to the Final Four. Izzo's got a physical, big, monstrous team. Bryant's in for a beating.
I picked him to go to the Final Four as a two this time.
Me too.
So hopefully they can get there. It would be nice to see.
Now, Bryant's they are legitimate, and they play defense like grown men.
They do. They absolutely do that.
We have another hour to go from the Mothership, the Sports Grid Network studios in Farrelittle. Go with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.